You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Braca Getz. She is not your typical Harvard grad. She's the author of 41 picture books that help children grow spiritually, inspiring each and unique, beautiful soul that reads them. Her books make life's deepest concepts clear. And she does so in a delightful way, as children love big pictures, bright colors, and she finds a way to fit that in and get their wondering minds fed, for lack of better words. So with no further ado, Braca, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. That was absolutely beautiful what you said. I loved that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about your journey, you know, having published an author of 41 books. Why children and, you know, helping them spiritually grow?
Yes. I was searching when I'd say from about age 12, I began searching for the purpose of life. I couldn't believe that this was all there was to it. That's it. We get up every day to eat food, to go to work, to make money, to eat food, to go to work. What's it all for, you know? So yeah. I began searching. And the more desperately I searched, I ended up getting food addictions, and I really suffered from it. And I think all addictions, it's the same kind of thing. We have an emptiness inside. And the emptier we feel, the more we try to fill it with external things. But it won't help, because it's a spiritual hole. And so that's what I try to do now for children, so they don't have to play catch up like us. From the very beginning of life, I try to give them the skills to lead a joyful life, recognizing that they're spiritual beings that need spiritual nourishment as much as physical nourishment every day.
Wow, that is astonishing in every way. 12 years old, you were asking yourself the big question, huh? What is my purpose? What is life about? What triggered that? I mean, you're so young, you know, you're in grade school.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's when I started to mature. The hormones kicked in. It was like a consciousness, an added consciousness and an awareness of life began. And that's when I began my search. It's actually why I ended up at Harvard eventually, because I kept searching for wisdom. Where can I find this wisdom to life? And I had a great time there, but I didn't find the wisdom to life. It was really after that, like after I graduated from Harvard, I went on to medical school. And after my first year of medical school, I had a 6-week break and I went to Israel. I really discovered my lost heritage, and I found what filled my soul, what really had been lost and thrown away. I found the value that could really nourish me.
That concept is beautiful in itself. Now, give us an example of the content, like say one of your favorite books that actually helped children grow.
Okay, sure. Some of my books actually deal with public health, because in order for our souls to shine, all of my books are to help souls shine. But sometimes we need our bodies to be healthy in order to shine fully. So like one of my newest books is Let's Stay Healthy. It explains to children why is it good to eat healthy foods? Why? Not like you should eat your vegetables, but why? It explains why our bodies were designed to move, why exercise is so helpful. It explains why sleep is good, mm-hmm. why we have more energy when we get enough sleep and we're happier the next day, and even explains good hygiene and like brushing our teeth and even flossing, because we can't see invisible germs, you know, and but they're there. So I didn't go into the medical field in the end, but it's all connected, the mind, the body, the soul. We need to have good health for all these things to really thrive in life.
Mm-hmm. For the health one is a very good one, especially at a time like this. It's always good to know why you should do something, not people telling you just should do it for the sake of doing it. So that's nice.
Exactly.
What age group are your books from?
Great question. Some of my books are board books. That means from age zero, like a baby that's a few months old can see pictures of the babies in the books and beautiful pictures that get you to see what a joyful world this could be. So from the very beginning of life, but these are picture books. So they are basically, I would say, from age 3 to 7. And but the funny thing about picture books, most people don't know this, is that you can get your messages across to every single age through a simple picture book, because the youngest children absorb the messages, and then the parents are reading the books to the children, and grandparents are reading it. So you reach every age. And even teenagers, they find the books laying around and they read them when no one's looking, you know? So mm-hmm. everybody can gain from a picture book. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a 3-month-old and I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
Oh, beautiful.
One of those books, you know, and start reading to her.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Tell us about the importance of cultivating spirituality in children at an early age, because, you know, in school, they're going to be told to focus, to concentrate, but no one has actually taught them, sit them down and teach them how to concentrate. Hey, as adults, we don't even know how to do it, right? We had to find our own spiritual journey, found our own Zen through meditation, calming down the mind, doing all that stuff as older people, but as kids, they have no idea. So tell us why it's important to cultivate that spiritual growth early on.
Exactly. What we found as adults is that power, wealth, and fame, they never fill that hole.
Yeah.
People go after illusions. They waste tons of time and money in their lives, and it's not going to do it. What works? I have one of my books is I Want to Be Famous. This boy thinks, I just want to be famous. That's all I want. So he becomes famous the way a person could nowadays. Someone takes a YouTube video of him doing something funny. He becomes famous overnight. He loves it. And then just as soon, the fame is gone. Somebody else could do it better. He is miserable until he realizes, wait a minute. There is a spotlight inside of me. If I can get that spotlight shining, every day will be wonderful. You don't need the validation from out there. You don't need to be in someone else's spotlight. You, from within, how do you nourish your soul? Through gratitude, through living a life where you appreciate what you already have. If you're watching or listening to this podcast, you have so much to be thankful for right this very moment in your life, that so many parts of your body are working, that you can move, that you could breathe. There's somebody that you appreciate in your life. There's the beautiful world. There's nature. It's endless. And people think, I'll be grateful once I get that. But that's not true. You'll be grateful for a little bit of time, and then you'll go back to the certain level. You have to cultivate being grateful every day and throughout the day. That's really what we're here to do. That's our purpose in life.
Yes, yes to that. The attitude of gratitude, it will take us very far. It'll change our mood. It'll change our fears, our physiological being in every way. I totally agree. I plan on having a gratitude session with my daughter when she can, as early as she wake up, first thing she wakes up is, you know, I'm grateful for, you know, being grateful for her bed, being grateful for shelter, being grateful for the little thing, because that will breed more things to be grateful for and just change her being altogether in terms of being happy throughout the day.
She's a lucky girl to have you as a mommy. That is so beautiful. Beautiful.
Braca, tell us about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up? I'm sure gratitude is in there in the morning. So tell us a bit more.
You got it. You know, we have these guidelines that we follow. This is why I was so happy to actually rediscover my heritage. The first word we say when we wake up in the morning is thank you. I say it in Hebrew, Modeh Ani. The first word is thank you. I'm so thankful that my soul is here for another day of life. With all the challenges, whatever comes, I know it's all for a good purpose. So that's how we begin. I wake up and the first thing is thank you. And that changes the entire day. The next thing I do is stretch. I love to stretch in bed. And especially when I don't feel like moving, I just stretch and it feels so good. And I stretch some more. That's life, stretching ourselves just a little bit and savoring it, enjoying it, lingering there. That's really what it's all about. So those are the ways I begin. Thank you. And then stretching. I actually do exercises in bed. So then I start moving. It's like so, such a joyful way to begin. And then have a healthy breakfast. Those are like the, oh, yes. And I say blessings about, more blessings about gratitude, appreciating my life in this new day. And then have a healthy breakfast, mainly enjoying a lot of fruit in the morning. I love that because like this, there's a mindful exercise with an orange. An orange is just so amazing because, like, just think about it. The juiciness is kept inside for months with this peel. And then the peel, it helps the earth, helps to replenish the earth. And inside of it are the seeds of eternity. It becomes a tree. It becomes more and more infinite amount of oranges. It's the most amazing thing. So, you know, we have been given so many natural gifts in this world to be grateful for. So let's open our eyes and fill our lives up with gratitude.
Yeah, well put. It is some non-negotiables in there. So it's gratitude for you, moving the body. And I totally agree because we've been asleep for so long. Body feels like cobwebs and it's stiff, especially as we get older or it's cold outside, giving it's winter. You know, it's good to move the body, get the flow eternally so that you can get more energy. It's interesting. You move the body, you get more energy. You sleep better, yes. You get more energy. And so the opposite of those things don't benefit the body or the soul for that matter, right? Because it's all connected. So thank you so much for sharing. Tell us, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
Oh, my children have created this wonderful website, getzbookshop.com. You see how to spell my name, Goetz. And there's all kinds of things on there, presentations. Oh, you could also download a free copy of the Pleasure Ladder chart, the abundance of pleasures that you can bring into your life. It's a helpful thing, especially if you're overeating. You can put that chart on your fridge or your cabinet and think about all the other ways you can bring joy into your life through gratitude at any moment.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing, Braca. It's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Alrighty.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.